Chapter 8. Back at Ron's apartment, she took her clothes off and then took his clothes off, smiling and squirming as he caressed her. Then she ran the first bath that Ron had ever seen in his tub and filled it with bathing salts that smelled of vanilla. She knelt on a towel that was folded on the tile floor next to the tub in which he lay and closed his eyes. Her eggshell blue eyes followed the progress of her hands as she stroked his shoulders and his ribs and his thighs. She wanted him hard, unyielding, and forceful. She wanted them that way. She dabbed exploding bubbles onto his nipples and admired the taut, hard kernel that stood out for her. She slid her strong forearm muscles in ascending and descending waves of soapy pleasure along the length of him. Her nipples were hard and her clit was swollen as she worked her thumbs higher and higher on his thighs and then saw his cock swell so that the head poked up through the top of the water. His eyes were deep green when he opened them and stared at her from a dreamy haze. They startled her, and she worked over his wet body. He sat up and turned the hot water on full blast. He stood up and lifted her with a cooperative ease, his body dripping. He lowered her into the brim-filled, warm, sudsy tub. Starting with her toes, he silently rubbed the bubbles from the sponge into her flesh with the help of his trailing hand. One hand was holding the loaded sponge and slowly squeezing it. The other was rubbing slow, soft, smooth circles into her thighs and into her breasts along her belly. When she thrust her pelvis up, he emptied the sponge onto her clit and then massaged it with those concentric, maddening circles, and she moaned fitfully. Ron carried her dripping body to the bed and stretched her legs up over her head and entered her with the thrust of a suitor. She bucked for him, pelvis unable to stop, and he pounded into her and then shot seed inside of her, and she hoped that he had impregnated her and wrapped her arms around him, holding him until she was asleep. In late September, the coolness of the evening comes late to Elizabeth. Ron was reading papers when she opened her eyes. His body was long and relaxed, but his eyes were intent on the words. When he saw that she was awake, he turned the stack of papers over and said, "I loved watching you sleep." She said, "Can we go for a ride?" He said, "We'll have to get dressed." She frowned. He said, "I have to get dressed, but I can wrap you in something." She brought a pad, and they drove into the hills, curled in a plaid comforter, sketching with a pencil as the fading light softened the full rich greens into shades of dark. Ron wondered what his students were doing right now. The voices of the essays were whispering in his mind. Zoe repressed her feelings of hunger with the need not to vomit again.